We're watching films on the toilet, 'cause that's what dads have to do. When the movie's unsuitable for your kids, then pretend you need a number two. If you need a break from your family or spouse, there's a lavatorial picture house. Watch Terminator 2 while you're sitting on the loo. Enjoy the whole of Rambo 4 with your trousers on the floor. We're watching films on the toilet. How about you?
Exactly. I've got one of those 100-day coughs. I can't stop coughing.
Do you get it for exactly 100 days?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you know when it'll stop?
No, is the answer, which is annoying.
If you look at the calendar, then you've got that to look forward to, haven't you?
That's right.
The day my cough ends. A lot of people must have got it at the same sort of time around winter time. So It's like a lot of people will be going out to celebrate the end of their 100-day cough.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But some of them will get it wrong. So there's going to be loads of people out still like, oh, God, no. I thought I had gone. Oh. They're going to be really angry.
They will be. Sorry, just give me a second. I'm just going to finish off my Sean Connery films.
All right. I thought that was a start.
Oh, is it?
Could be. I thought I was just starting off.
Okay.
It's like, you know, cold open.
Okay, but I do need to do my Sean Connery films, so.
So later on, our top five is going to be Sean Connery films.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Which you now know. This is, I mean.
I did think you were trying harder to be funny, and I was just like.
What? It's funny. Like a 100-day cough that you have for 100 days. What's wrong with that?
Well. Is it?
It's all right.
It's fine.
It's funnier than anything you said. You just told me you had a cough.
That's because I didn't think it was the introduction to our show.
Well, it was the introduction.
Thought we were
to the
just
show.
Chatting.
Right, let's start. Okay, let's start. Mm. Oh, got a cough. Oh. Anyway, welcome to Watching Films on the Toilet, a podcast in which myself, Ben, and Eamon.
Hello.
There he is. two dads. chat about films that we have to watch on the toilet because we can't watch them with our kids. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be chatting about the 1986 much beloved classic Scottish film Highlander, which stars Christopher Lambert, Sean Connery, and Clancy Brown. Had you seen it before?
No.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Well, we'll talk about that later on. First of all, I think we probably have some correspondence from the last episode.
Yeah.
Has anyone written in to you or sent you a message this week?
Yeah, I've got a letter.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Dear Watching Films on the Toilet. Grrr! Rawr! It's Viper from Gladiators. Oh, God, you boys made me so cross. Do you know how cross? I held my breath and I went all red.
Oh.
I also pushed a teacup off the table. It didn't break, but still. Can't believe you said I am a rubbish gladiator. I've spent ages getting ready. Most of my training has been eating microphones. I think it looks cool when Bradley Walsh asks about my latest lame showing, and instead of answering his question, I eat his microphone. I've eaten over 400 microphones in practice. I've not done any muscle exercises. In fact, eating all the wires and metal made me so sick, I've lost 20 kilos. I'm shaking, I'm so angry. I'm breathing so loudly through my nose that the lady on the bus just looked at me. I decided to give her a look back, but I waited too long and she was already looking at her phone. So I decided to get her attention again by breathing even more loudly through my nose. But when I did, a big bogey came out and landed on my lip. Then the lady saw the bogey before I could wipe it off and she made a face like it was gross. Now I'm even more cross. Better watch out, toilet boys. Or maybe I'll pay you a visit and eat your microphones. Oh. Lots of love, Viper.
Wow. Is that a euphemism or is he actually going to eat our microphones?
I think he will actually eat our microphones.
It is a weird gimmick, isn't it? Like just, what's your thing? I'm going to bite.
It's funny, he did it the other day and I think he clearly sort of like misjudged it and bit the metal bit because he sort of flinched a little bit and then did a second much lamer lip sort of based bite.
Do you think you got electrocuted?
Yeah, because his second try was a lot lamer. She kind of like went with his lip and then walked off.
I like the image you put in my head there of Viper going to the gladiator set on the bus in his full kit. He just leaves the house yeah. waits at the bus stop as Viper practicing his his pout. Yeah. It's just an odd one, isn't it? Like he's meant to be a heel character.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say anything.
I think in order to be a successful heel, you also have to kind of like win at least some.
You do.
Like Viper yeah. is terrible at everything.
It's just rubbish. Whereas, you see Nitro on the climbing wall?
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
I mean...
Whoa.
That doesn't make you suspect that, I mean, nothing will. What they've done, do you know what they've done? They've told him all his drugs are at the top. So he's just like, all right, get to my drugs.
I was just up there and I've seen a ton of Tren.
Nitro, mate, put a big needle of drugs up there for you.
Of steroid drugs.
It's your favourite. It's not just any drugs, it's steroid drugs.
Steroid drugs? That woman this week was pretty lame, wasn't she? There's the one that does the worm who sucks. She just does the worm over and over again.
She's Irish, so she's cool.
No, she's not. She does the worm.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, whatever cool she had as an Irish woman, she is eviscerated by doing the same celebratory worm move over and over again. That's so lame.
Okay.
Eamon's cross. Eamon's gone Viper. Why is he cross? Do you know her? I think Eamon knows her.
He's
cross face. You can't see it. He's really cross all of a sudden.
No, I didn't I didn't actually watch it this week.
All right, don't know what I'm talking about.
I had to, as unpacking after a half-term trip away.
Okay, well, she was lame, so, you know, that's all there is to it. Yeah.
Okay. Ben, do you have any correspondence?
Yeah, I got a voice note.
Okay.
Hi, this is Austin Butler. I just want to say thank you for noticing the toothpick work I did in Masters of the Air. Took me over a year to get that thing to stay straight in my mouth. Most people think it's just a case of sticking it in there and pouting real hard, but there's a lot more to it than that. Keeping it at 90 degrees, rolling it around, that's tough, man. I swallowed more of those toothpicks than I can count. I'm probably more wood than I am man. Anyway, thanks for the support and God bless you.
That was it. It's a quick one from Austin Butler there.
Uncharacteristically quick for one of your correspondents, I would say.
Well, you know, maybe Austin Butler didn't have a lot of time on his hands because he's busy, isn't he?
Yes, that did have a hurried first draft feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. but who knew you had to method toothpickery? I thought it was a case of just putting it in your mouth, but no, there's a lot more to it than that.
I think it's funny because I have been thinking to myself over and over again about him just saying as Elvis, "Guess I'm going to drop some bombs now." I keep on saying it to myself in my head, and it just makes me chuckle.
So I'm going to drop some bombs now.
have you been watching it?
I haven't seen any more.
Oh.
We watched Kin. Have you seen Kin?
Mm-mm.
That's good fun. Well, it's Irish, so you'd get off on that.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And BBC crime, a drug family who are Irish, and it's all like druggy. And
oh, give us your drugs.
Yeah. Had you got any of that cocaine, like? I'd like some more of that.
Have you got any crack? I mean, actual crack. Not
Eamon,
having a laugh.
You are actually like... a lot of Irish. Your Irish accent is South African.
It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah.
Have you got any crack?
Could you have that crack? It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. So it's called Kin. And it's on the BBC. It's great.
I'd like to do a barbecue and have some of that crack.
Yeah, some of that DMA.
DMA. Yeah, that's that.
So a couple
it's been very drug heavy, hasn't it, this episode so far?
Offensive impressions to kick things off, which is good. Now we're sailing into the time where anything goes kind of territory now, isn't it? Now I was thinking that we used to do toilet news. We did pick and mix suites. Last week talked about gladiators. Thinking, yeah, maybe it's just a kind of a free-for-all. If we bring a news item or something that has interested us for this week, then maybe we can chat about it. And I have one, if you don't mind.
Israel-Gaza conflict?
Definitely not that.
Oh. You were telling me you got some quite good material in it, though.
Oh, God. Definitely not that. What it is, though, I mean, it is war-related. and I don't know if you're aware of this. a World War II bomb was found in Plymouth this week. You're aware of
it
this?
Was,
and
yeah.
It was detonated in the sea. So... And did you see the explosion in the sea?
No.
It was quite big.
Was it?
Yeah, but not like massive. I think they put it like 14 meters down in the sea or something.
Yeah, where did they do it?
Near the dockyard.
Nice. It wasn't like
they get all the dockyard and warships boat tour, and you know, take you past all the submarines and all that. I think there's something going on today. There's a lot of people standing by the shore there, and Christ. That would have been.
Do you know
great,
what they should have? The way they should have done it is that pool next to the Civic Centre. It's about a foot deep. Just chuck it in there; it'll be fine.
Well, they do kick flips on the skateboards, don't they?
Yeah,
that would have been good. Blown up some skateboarders. but there was some good news coverage of talking heads with some of the people involved, and it was well, it's been an absolute nightmare these past few days. I thought I was going to get blowed up, didn't I? And then there was a guy in, I think he was in a pub, and he was just saying, well, it's been really nice. The whole community's come together. It's been very nice. And, they've all come here together just to be together. It's been really nice. He did say it's been really nice three times. It was cracking. It was great. I'm glad no one was hurt, obviously. Like, if that had blown up, that would have been mental. Mm-hmm. But they dealt with it very quickly.
Where did they find it?
Davenport.
In like a communal space or like someone's
It was someone's back garden. Yeah, there was a guy, I think.
Janis?
I don't know, plumber or something.
Go out there and look at this thing, and then in the garden.
I'm in the bath, John. I'm not coming out now.
Get down here now.
I've got to get my dressing gown on. It's cold. I don't want to go outside. It's all cold.
I found one of their bombs.
Oh, get on. I'm going back up to the bath. I'm still cold now.
I'm telling you, it's one of their bombs.
I'm not being funny. Oh, to be fair, it does actually look like a bomb.
Give it a little tap on the top just to see if it's one of their bombs.
Yeah.
Pass us that speed. Oh. Pass us that speed. I'm just going to give it a little tap. It's ticking.
It's ticking now.
Thought it was one of their bombs, so I gave it a kick.
Gave it a shove with my spade.
To be fair with you, I'm not a fan of their bombs, so in a moment of rage, I did give it a kick.
I mean, that would have been a better headline, wouldn't it? Local man chins bomb.
Yeah, that taught the
taught him a lesson, didn't he? He won't go exploding in my backyard again, will he?
What are you doing in my back garden? I just love someone, the idea of someone being cross with a bomb and like punching it. Stupid bomb. Bang.
Why am I always finding bombs in my back garden? This happened a couple of weeks ago and all.
Leave it alone. Call the police. Just f*** off, Janis.
Or do with it myself. Cut to extreme wide shot of Devonport and then...
Yeah, like Oppenheimer.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk about Highlander then, shall we?
Guess so.
How did you watch it? You watched it on Amazon or whatever?
Yeah, I hired it on Amazon.
Same. Oh, actually, I didn't, but go on.
Watched part of it, then couldn't watch it within the time frame of the rental, so then I had to buy it, which is the same price, but 50p more. So I think it was £3.50 to buy.
So you paid, must have paid like £7.
Yeah, slightly annoying. I got it. Got it for keeps now.
What I did was I got a Studio Canal subscription for a month, which was about £5.
I mean... They're scraping the barrel a little bit, aren't they? I mean, what films are on Studio Canal?
Well, there's Highlander. What did you drink for me for my summer wee of the film in the time it takes you to a big old long wee?
Well, Ben, if you remember, last week, last episode, we said that I would do the summary again.
I don't think we said that.
I believe we said that.
We definitely didn't say that.
We did.
No, we didn't. We didn't say that.
I think we did.
Have you written one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, looks like we're going to get two summaries this week.
Yeah. Yes, we're definitely going to do both. And then we're going to talk about whose is best.
Okay, 100%.
Perfect. Okay, all right, good.
Well, why don't you start then?
Okay, fine, I will.
Oh, but what? Hang on. So what did we drink?
Well, neither of us
drank. What did we both drink?
Yeah, do you remember that we both drank...
We both drank from a lock, didn't we?
Yes. We both drank that old brandy, where, like the one where he drinks and goes, brandy.
Gross.
Like that. Yeah. You know how you do when you drink an old brandy?
Brandy.
Brandy. Yeah, so remember when we both drank that nice brandy together?
Yeah.
And we drank exactly the same amount.
Ooh,
and our bladders are exactly the same size.
Yeah, so. Which was 1 minute and 3 seconds.
Jesus, okay.
Remember, it's called a summer wee.
Yes.
But anyway, you go.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah,
the film opens with Christopher Lambert watching a wrestling match in 1985 New York. He looks like his face has just been stung by a big bee, but it hasn't. That's just his face. He's confronted by a businessman in a car park. They draw swords and fight. Eventually, Lambert beheads the other guy and all magic comes out of his body. Flashback to the 16th century, where the same Christopher Lambert is a rugged 16th century Highlander with a French accent who goes to battle with his clan. He is mortally wounded by an outlaw warrior called the Kurgan, but makes a miraculous recovery. He is banished for being a witch and becomes a blacksmith and shacks up with a lady who eventually dies of old age, whilst Christopher does not age at all. The lady is much better looking than Christopher, even when she's literally on her deathbed. He meets Sean Connery, who's either Egyptian or Spanish. It's never made clear, but he does speak in a thick Scottish accent, so that helps. Sean tells Christopher he's immortal and there's other immortals who will eventually all fight until there's a big final battle, the Gathering. The victor will win a special prize. Ooh, mysterious. Sean trains up Christopher, but then the Kurgan comes and kills Sean. Bloody Kurgan. We flash forward again to 1985, where Christopher's reinvented himself as an antiques dealer. He's a series of run-ins with the Kurgan, who's now a no-good punk-type character. He also has a romance with a metallurgist called Brenda, and a love scene where you can just about see a nipple. All the other immortals are dead, and just Christopher and the Kurgan remain. The Kurgan kidnaps Brenda, and him and Christopher have a big fight, which of course Christopher wins. The special prize is he can read the thoughts and feelings of people all around the world. He is also mortal now. There can be only one. But are there sequels? So I'm guessing there can't be only one. The end.
Okay. So, Eamon, that was 1 minute and 25 seconds.
Okay.
Which is good. It was a lot tighter than last week.
Last one was pretty loose, wasn't it?
It was quite amusing.
Thanks. So, yeah. Okay, so I'd say scored high on jokes, but still low on...
Yeah.
I saw you nodding sort of along with my description, like, yeah, that happened. Yeah, good, yeah.
that did happen.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to give it a go.
Okay, well, hang on, let me get the timer up.
Okay, you get your timer. Okay. Quite similar, really.
Oh, yeah, it's got jokes in there, have you?
A few jokes, but quicker, yeah. So better. Let's see.
Worse. Okay, all right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
New York, 1985. Christopher Lambert goes to a wrestling match, cuts off an old gymnast's head in a parking lot. A load of blue energy is released from the decapitated guy's body because he's one of a handful of mortal warriors who are destined to battle each other and take on each other's power until there is only one left. Huh? We learn this through a series of flashbacks in which Lambert wears a kilt, dies, and then meets Sean Connery, who trains him, and is then beheaded by Clancy Brown, the big bad man. Lambert is sad for like 400 years, and with only him and Clancy Brown left to fight, they do. Lambert cuts off his head, loads of windows explode, and he becomes mortal again, which is great, because he can have kids with this forensics expert he's just met, and then die. The end.
Wow. So yeah, that's 40 seconds.
It was quicker.
Not so much detail. Less funny.
No.
There's one funny thing.
A couple of funny bits, but I'd say more of a summary, you know? Keep it tight.
Well,
yours was a summer round.
Listen, I know you feel very protective about this because, you know, you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah,
and obviously
for like
it must
70
be...
episodes and suddenly you decide, I'm going to do it now. Oh, yeah,
well,
okay, that's fine.
It must be unsettling when someone who's never done it before comes along and immediately does it better.
It's not that. It's just different.
Like, what's happened is you basically, like, you heard the one last week and you, in, like, knee-jerk response, you've gone way too far the other way. So you're just like, I'm going to make this as quick as I can. Like,
no, that was the direction I was heading in, like streamlined, and then you derailed it, and now I don't know who I am anymore, Eamon. If I don't have the summer wee, what do I have?
Well, should we alternate summer wees?
Fine, I'll do it next time.
Yep, okay, that's quick.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good.
Okay, good, all right. Highlander. So you never seen it?
Never seen it.
I had seen it when I was very young. I watched it with my dad.
Okay.
Probably shouldn't have watched it at the age I did.
Another film that you watched with your dad when you were too young.
Probably would have Yeah, like 8 or 9. Yeah, I loved it when I was little. I loved the Kurgan. I thought he was a great villain when I was little. Yeah, I liked all the sword fights when I was little. And then watching it this time, it's just mental. Mm. It is proper mad. So the director was Russell Mulcahy? I'm going to say Mulcahy. Like tons of music videos, which makes a lot of sense because this is very much style over substance. Weird style though. They put a camera on wires for that opening wrestling match shot. That felt big, like a preamble to a drone shot.
That was cool.
Apparently that camera was then lent to, it was sent to Japan and they put it on wires and it fell off and that was the end of that. And then you got the car park fight, which is really odd. Like, the guy, why does he do backflips?
There's a bit where Christopher Lambert is hiding, and the guy, rather than like start creeping around looking for him, does a million backflips in the opposite direction. Like, he doesn't stop.
Is he looking for him? Is that the way he looks under the car? Actually, that's quite smart. We could look under the cars while he was doing the backflips. What would you, if you were trying to intimidate someone in a fight, like, backflips? Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
What would you do?
Break dancing.
I'd eat a banana.
Oh, yeah?
I'd be like, whoa, pull out a full-size banana and a big one. Peel. Eat the whole thing.
That is a good idea. Again, confusing, because you can eat bananas in a very seductive manner where you basically eat them all in one go. You're pushing slowly one end of it into your mouth whilst maintaining eye contact with the other person. And then you just say... then it's gone.
Now you say it like it's actually a pretty good idea, because that would freak someone out, wouldn't it? So you just swallow a banana whole, it would throw them off.
Yeah.
Or an apple.
Eat an apple whole. If you lived forever, Ben, what was some of the cheeky stuff you'd get up to?
What would I do if I was immortal? I just play really long pranks. Like, you could play a prank on someone
for their whole life,
pretty much from their birth to their death. And on their deathbed, not sure what the prank would be, but there you reveal,
I mean, your wife, I'm a man. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That kind of thing. I didn't love you. it was a prank. That kind of thing, that would be good. Yeah, what about you?
This is the thing, I love the fact that they sort of, in with Christopher Lambert's case, they sort of make him into like this sort of like New York sophisticate, which I think you'd almost certainly go insane, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd go mental. You'd be more like Kurgan.
I would go full Kurgan.
You'd experiment with different kind of relationships though, wouldn't you? And different preferences, should we say.
Do you know what? I bet that would happen though, wouldn't it? Like, you get so bored, you'd be like, oh, bloody women are so dull. I'm going to go out with a fella.
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, it'd take me a pretty long time.
Well, like 3 or 4 years?
At least.
Yeah.
I think this is a really great premise for a film. Like, it's such a strong idea.
Yeah.
And I do love the fact that they could have chosen, like, someone from any period in history and anywhere in the world. And I think choosing a Highlander was a really novel decision.
A French Highlander. I am Conor McLeod from the Clan McLeod.
Yeah.
It's a very odd accent.
Yeah, it is really odd. And he's also not a good actor.
No. So this film, it was actually, the script was bought from a UCLA student. It was his first, it was like his script he'd written for his final piece or something.
Okay.
And I think they paid him $200,000.
Nice.
Yeah, so they used that script, and I think it was a little bit darker. Christopher Lambert was one of the first to sign on, because he was a hot European actor. And then they managed to get Sean Connery, so the budget increased. And then I think they were talking about Arnie for the Kurgan, but Clancy Brown came along.
He can. The Clancy Brown, I think, is a really underrated actor.
He's really good.
He's a brilliant bad guy.
Yeah. And he's very, like, the Kurgan is a very one-note villain, but the way he plays him, he's a complete psycho, which is satisfying. But yeah, you're right. It is a good concept. And I think I said last time that Chad Stahelski has taken the reins and they're gonna reboot it, which could be good. What do you want to see in a Highlander reboot? Is there anything from this original that you'd very much like to see?
I'd love to see Sean Connery recreated with CGI, but this time playing like something, another outrage, like a Jamaican or something like that. I'm a Jamaican prince.
They could AI him, so it is like a Jamaican version of
Rasta,
Sean Connery.
A Rasta version of Sean Connery.
Yeah, man.
But still speaking in a French, man. Scottish accent, yeah. That's right.
Wagwan, Henry. You know the swords like sparked
when
they hit each other. They put car batteries with wires running up their sleeves into the swords. And they got really hot, so they couldn't use them for long. But that's how they did it.
Sounds really dangerous.
It does sound dangerous. And Sean Connery, he did all his scenes in a week.
You can tell. I mean,
I know.
You can tell.
It's like, you got me for a week. And which we've got to talk about something that we, whenever we think of Sean Connery, we think of this. And we've been talking about it for many, many years. And I will start by saying, obviously, we do not condone violence against women in any way.
Not at all.
This video of Sean Connery, though, on YouTube, talking about slapping women is this. It's unbelievable.
It's good. And he's being interviewed by a woman. It's a really famous journalist. I can't remember her name, but it's like a really famous American lady journalist. Barbara Walters is the interviewer, that's it.
That's right. And I think she's hoping, she's trying to put him on the spot and make him feel uncomfortable, but he just runs with it.
It's hilarious.
He
is
no shame whatsoever.
Because of course, like now, obviously, you know, anytime people say, there's this social media thing, if you're saying that using this slur, the person has to immediately go, I'm desperately sorry. Yeah. It's a different time for me. I've grown as a person. I really want to hear from those people now. Yeah. And she does this to Sean, and she's like, you said that you hit women, and he's just like, yeah, sometimes they need it.
He doubles down. You know, she always has to have the last word. And sometimes, you know, it's like, oh my God. The best bit, and I still can't quite put my finger on why it's so funny, but he says, it's towards the end, he says, he's not going to do it because he wants to do it. Huh?
Yeah.
And it's the way he goes, huh? Huh? Like, so sure of himself. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? No, Sean. No. Like, she's not going to be on your side here.
It's kind of like watching someone who's so assured in everything they do, even this like provocative, deeply controversial statement. He's just like, I'm completely right, and you just sit there and listen to me be right.
Oh, you said this terrible thing, didn't you? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I meant it.
And I'm right, huh?
Huh? It's terrible.
It's terrible, but you have to listen to it.
But incredible. Okay, so Eamon, would you this film? Would you flush it out or flush it away? Huh? Oh, hang on. But let's elaborate on that. Would you fish this out like that forensic scientist is fished out of that lake that they create on top of a building?
Yes.
Or would you flush it away like the Kurgan's head is probably like flushed into the ether?
That's what forensic scientists do, isn't it? Anytime there's a head, they just flush it.
They flush it away.
Like this. Get it away. Put it in the toilet.
There's no evidence in that. Flush it away.
There's no DNA in a head. Get rid of it.
Is that famous forensic scientist quote? There's no DNA in a head.
Pack it in, John. There's no DNA in a head.
But anyway, what would you do?
Difficult decision because very strong concept.
Hmm.
But terrible acting all round, I would say. Yeah. Apart from Clancy Brown, who just goes ham. Yeah. Directing is not very good, and the writing is not very good.
Ooh.
So if you fish it out as well, if we both fish it out, then it goes to Tank of Glory, where it doesn't belong. But I'm loath to be the one to flush it, because I'm always that guy. And everyone's like, oh, Ben's like the positive one. He's always gives everything a chance. Eamon's such a grump.
They all say that, don't they? Everyone says
voice
that.
As well.
Oh, Eamon's such a grump.
I don't mind this podcast, but Eamon's such a grump. I wish you would chill out.
Oh, what's for dinner? I'm working hard all day.
Why have you made this again, Stacey?
I come home, the kitchen's a mess. Fuck.
I hate this dinner, and you know that.
Oh, no. No, I won't eat it. I'm just going to go straight to bed.
but I will flush it. They started with a dynamite concept. I'd give that screenwriter, I'd fish him out, assuming it's a guy. Of course it's a guy. I know it's a guy because I did look him up, so yeah. Not sexist.
Yeah? Of course it's a man, huh?
What about you?
It is a tough one. I love the concept. There's some degree of nostalgia, but it's not a good film. It's mad. It's just all over the place. The acting is very bad. Clancy Brown's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of just weird.
It's another one of these films that's had a big sort of revisionist movement where people are going, actually, this is one of the best science fiction films ever made.
You could defend it if you chose to.
Yeah. Stacey, this is actually one of the best science fiction films ever made. I really wish you'd stop saying it's not.
Am I going to get dinner soon or not? This guy's a jerk.
Stop slagging off Highlander and get my fucking dinner.
I think I'd have to flush it away.
Mm. Which does make me feel guilty because there's something to it. There's something to it, but
there is something, but it's not. I don't think it's enough. It's something that I'm excited to see put in the hands of some really competent filmmakers.
Good action director and two really good action actors. I think that it could be brilliant. It could be really.
It's got a lot of potential. Yeah. So that's exciting. But I can't fish it out on that alone. Is The Macerating Tank of Despair a choice, or does it have to go in there? Because I don't think it should.
No, I agree.
I think it's a choice.
I think we should give it a respectful send-off.
If we both flush it, we can choose the tank. I don't think we need to choose it. So we'll flush it away. Bye, Highlander.
Bye.
That was Highlander. It's time for this episode's top five, in which myself and Eamon will guess each other's top five picks on a certain theme. This week, it was down to the wire. Some of the suggestions were favourite French men.
I thought, oh, that'd be hilarious. But there's loads of really funny French characters. Apparently not.
But instead, we've gone for our top Sean Connery movies.
Huh?
And, I mean, he's not... He's not going to pick it because he wants to. So I've got my five, and have you got your five?
I have. Yeah, last episode was a bit of a misstep with National Trust properties. So we thought we'd go back for something right down the middle. Yeah,
that was terrible. How are we going to choose who goes first? Should we draw a card?
Oh, is this your random generator? Yeah.
Yeah, should we do that? Right, card generator. Card generator deck. Here we go. Random cards.
Mm-hmm. I can't see it. It's bright white. Ben's showing me his phone. But he might
right,
well
that
be.
Is bright white. Okay, shuffle deck. It's not going to pick it unless it has to.
Okay.
You will see it.
Okay.
This first one's mine.
Okay.
Okay. Right, click for the next card. Go on then. It's not doing it.
Ben's just clicking through until he gets a good card.
I'm not. It's just not. Click for the next card. I'm doing it.
Oh, it's the King of Clubs that I've got.
Random card. Maybe this one's better. Stupid junk. You draw one card.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ben, why don't you just go first?
I'm trying.
No, just go first with your pick.
Okay, draw. Right. One card. Draw. Right, here we go. Ace of Clubs.
F*** off, Ben.
No, I'm not. Two of us.
You've just sat there. Ben has just sat there looking at his phone going, oh, it's not working. Repeatedly tapping it. Oh, it's working now. Ace of Clubs.
I'll go first. Okay, my first guess for you, The Untouchables.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Love that film. One of Brian De Palma's best.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great movie.
That's, again, playing a toughened Chicago...
Scotsman.
Chicago native. That's the Chicago way.
I'm from Chicago. Huh?
This is a double. Dr. No?
No, I didn't pick Dr. No. Mm-hmm. Doctor, all right. Doctor No. No, huh? Double. Hunt for the Red October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Good.
Interesting.
Next.
Double. The Rock.
Yep. Yep. Quite limited on our choices here, aren't we?
Do you know what? I looked at his filmography and I was like, I thought he did way more big, good films yeah. than this.
Can we just say, Sean Connery was not a good man. He was a bad man.
Yeah.
He was not a nice man, was he?
No.
No. And, you know, we can still talk like him, huh? But it's just, he was not a good man. Okay, next double is Indiana Jones, Last Crusade.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that's three for me, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's all my films.
Is it?
So that's it.
So I don't win. Excellent.
You don't win.
Okay, good. What was your top five Sean Connery films?
Touchables, Indiana Jones, Hunt for Red October, The Rock, Dr. No.
Good. So mine was Hunt for Red October, The Rock, Indiana Jones, Untouchables, Goldfinger. What is our next film?
You tell me, old friend.
Okay, we are going to watch 2004's Blade Trinity, which is universally known as the worst of the Blade films, and I haven't seen it. I love Blade 1 and 2, never seen number 3. So this
got Ryan Reynolds in it.
Does have Reynolds. This will be very interesting, I think. Cool. So that'll be in the next episode. Let's thank our Patreon, shall we? We didn't do that last time because we didn't think we could be funny. So what should we thank them with? A time period that they would be from?
Funny ways that they will be beheaded.
Okay, perfect. So let's thank our Patreons with funny ways that they would be beheaded.
They will be beheaded.
They will be beheaded. They will be. That's Heyman's idea.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, so first of all, we've got Foz. Mm-hmm. How would he be beheaded?
He's walking along minding his own business. Then, unfortunately, a brick wall collapses on top of him up to the neck.
And
his head pops off like a champagne.
His entire body and leaves his head behind.
No, his head pops off like a champagne cork.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, what about Raph? How's he losing his head?
Jealous ex-boyfriend of one of his...
jealous ex-boyfriend.
Just his jealous ex-boyfriend.
Cuts his head off.
Decapitates him.
Okay. My mum?
Captured by ISIS.
Okay, that's awful. And my dad? What's going to happen to him?
Boating accident, I think.
That was quite likely to happen for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on his boat and it goes like into a cave and he doesn't notice. He turns around. Mm. Oh, head off.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
A really sharp cave. Mm,
very sharp cave. You know.
Mm. You know the ones.
Yeah, you know the sharp caves. A lot of sharp caves around here, buddy. Well, watch your head. Good. Well, thank you.
Okay.
That felt better than the last episode we did.
Agree.
It felt more natural. Yeah. And I'd say we're back in the swing of things. Not that I want to be overconfident, because there's definitely room for improvement, isn't there, Omen?
Always. Always.
But maybe with the summer we in my hands next week exclusively.
you get this shit back on
really
track.
Get the show on the road. So
get that summary going real quick.
That's right. So you can
20 sub 20 minute 20 seconds.
Make it 10, mate. it's Blade Trinity. We'll see. Thank you for listening. You can find us on social media. You can listen to our old episodes. You can become a Patreoner if you like. We can talk about how
your head will get cut off.
Can you?
What a treat!
Imagine. So it's only like £1 a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should pay us anyway. Listen to this for free.
Fucking scabs.
oh, that wasn't very good. Well, so.
I hate this free entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, that's 30 minutes of my life I'll never get back. Well, yeah, but you didn't have to listen to it, did you?
Exactly.
God. Right, Eamon?
Yeah, I keep flushing.
Peef perfect. Well,
yeah.
Right, good one.
Did you just say peef perfect? What does that mean?
Peef for perfect.
Okay.
I don't know. Peef. Yeah, you know, peef.
Peef perfect. You know, peef perfect.
That was peef perfect.